In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
When I was 6 years old, my family moved from Rochester, New York to Los Angeles, California. We lived in a hotel for a couple days, then a rented house for a month. Finally, we moved into the house we would own for the next decade. It was an established neighborhood with lots of kids. But I was shy, and all the other kids seemed to have their friends locked in. And it was summer, so there was no school going on. And I got a little lonely that first week or two. Sometime in week three, I was in our front yard, and a kid with bushy blonde hair rode up on a bike. And I loved biking. And he asked who I was. I said, "I'm Chris. We just moved from New York." He said, "I'm Zach. We just moved here from South Dakota, and I don't have any friends yet." And I remember the immediate bond I felt because here was someone who was like me, who felt what I felt, someone who understood. And he had a bike. I mean, I was six, I wasn't thinking those words, but I sure did have that feeling, here was someone like me. And Zach and I were best friends from that day on our entire childhood. C.S. Lewis once said, "All friendships begin with a feeling of, what? You too? You too?" It's kind of great, isn't it? That feeling that someone understands at least something about you. It could be anything. It could be the love of a sport or a shared hobby like biking. It could be taste in music. Could be a common experience. You know, you find out you both went to the same high school or college. Have you ever been traveling and happened to meet someone from Wisconsin and you're like, "Oh my gosh, Glenwood City, I'm from Clayton." You don't need to know anything else about them. You have one shared experience. It's like, what, you too? It could be that you both have a similar religious background or I don't know, hippies for parents. It doesn't matter what that shared background is. The common experience could be something more weighty, like you both suffered similar trauma or loss, or you're both new to a neighborhood and haven't made any friends yet. That feeling that another person understands something about you, even one thing, that feeling of what? You too? Is the foundation of every friendship. At least according to C.S. Lewis, and I happen to think he's right, and if it matters to you, so does Jesus. We reach today the midpoint of Great Lent, and the church presents for us the celebration of the Holy Cross. And the cross, of course, is the destination we are heading to at the culmination of this season. But we're given the cross early in part so that we can reflect on its meaning and its power outside the intensity of Holy Week, so that we can actually stand back and reflect on it a little bit. And we reflect on the cross today as life-giving and as love-sharing and as grief-healing and as creation-redeeming. Well, today I'd like you to consider the cross as friend-making. The cross as the foundation of a friendship. Often we think of ourselves as a servant of God, or a child of God, or a disciple of God, and all are true. All of these are true. But how often do you think of yourself as friend of God, as friends with God? Yet just before Jesus was arrested, just before Jesus went to this cross we celebrate, he said to his disciples, "No longer do I call you servants, but I have called you friends." Through the love in each of us, he says, through this common experience of love, we are friends. And this friendship, it's more than just a nice figure of speech. There is a reality to it, and it includes the basic foundation of every friendship, the feeling of what? You too? The feeling that someone understands something about me in a deep way. Monk Mark read for us from Hebrews today, "Our high priest Jesus is able to sympathize," and literally it's "be touched by our weaknesses. The Son of God, our high priest, is able to be touched by our weaknesses because he experienced them himself. He experienced them himself. He had that you too moment. Jesus has great compassion for what you are going through precisely because he himself suffered our weaknesses. If all friendship begins with a feeling of, what, you too? So too our friendship with God. Our relationship with God as disciple, as servant, as child, as everything else will undoubtedly have other components. But our friendship with God begins with a feeling, literally, oh my God, you've experienced this too? If you ever grieved a friend's illness or death, you can turn to God and say, what, you too? If you've ever been misquoted or had your words misused against you, you can look to God and say, what, you too? If you've ever been looked down on, even by family members, or been treated poorly by a religious leader or group, Jesus, you too? And this all comes to its most profound, most clear, most poignant shared experience at the cross of our Savior, at the passion and crucifixion of our Lord Jesus. If you've ever been betrayed or abandoned by a friend, if you've ever been punished for something you didn't do, or worse, for the good you've done, if you've ever had at least the feeling that God has abandoned you, if you've ever had to sacrifice anything for a friend or even an adversary, anything up to and including your very life, there is Jesus, our God with us, on the cross, to whom we can say, what? You too? You too. Our high priest is able to sympathize, to be touched by our weaknesses, because he experienced them himself. Jesus has great compassion for what you are going through precisely because he suffered in weakness himself. And our relationship, our communion with God, has a myriad of layers and components and nuances to it, more than can be counted in a lifetime. But our friendship with God, the friendship of which Jesus speaks when he says, no longer do I call you servants, but I call you friends. Our friendship with God begins with having a shared experience, that the divine understands what I'm going through, and that wherever life is taking me right now, I can turn to God and say, what? You too? Amen.